Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We are at Makom Shenagu Lichbol. So the Mishnah had said that if the minig is in that place to say a certain psukim twice of Hallel, so then you say those psukim twice. So Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Kofel Badvarim, that Rebbe used to say certain words of Hallel twice, certain psukim of Hallel twice, from Ana Hashem and on until the end of Hallel. Reb Lazar ben Parta Mosif Dvarim. Rav Elazar ben Parta doubled even more psukim than that. So my Mosif, what does it mean? Which psukim did Rav Elazar ben Parta double that Rebbe didn't double? Amar Abaye, Mosif lichpol me'odcha ulamata. He started doubling up the psukim already from Odcha Kiani Sani until the end of Hallel. And the reason is because this entire Mizmor of Tehillim is doubled from the beginning until that point, and therefore he would say he would double it from Odcha and on in order that the entire Mizmor should be kafel, to make the entire Mizmor consistently doubled over. That's the way Rashi understands. So the Mishnah went on to say, Levarech Yevarech. If the minig is in that place to say a bracha on the Hallel, so then you say a bracha. Amar Bai Lo Shanu El Achrav. This whole idea of a minig to say a bracha, that it all depends on minig, is only about saying a bracha after Hallel. That's where it depends on minig. Avel Lefanav, but to say a bracha before reciting Hallel, that's not a matter of minhag. Mitzvah Levarech. That's a mitzvah to be mvarech. Amar Vidamar Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvahs Kolim Varech over Las Yasan. That's a general rule. Whenever you do a mitzvah, we always recite a bracha on the mitzvah before we do the mitzvah. Umay mash medahi over lishna daktumehu. Who says that over means before you do? Meaning, how do I know that the word over, why do we use that phrase to describe saying a bracha before you do a mitzvah? Let's say kodem as yasan. Where does the word over ever mean before? So says Gemara, Dam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak tichsiv vayaretz achimatz derech hakikar vayavor es hakush. That Achimaatz ran and he came before the Kushi. He was running so fast that he beat the Kushi in the foot race. So you see that over is a lashon of before, that it's a lashon of coming before. What's the context? Why is Achimaatz having a foot race with a Kushi? So this was after Yoav killed Avshalom, David's son. So he sent a Kushi to tell David about the death of Avshalom. And then Achimaatz ran to tell David about the victory in war and about Avshalom's death. And when he ran, he managed to outrun the Kushi. Probably he didn't want some unknown stranger to tell David about his own son's death. So Achimaatz decided, let it be from me, let it come from me, let it be from a more comforting source to tell him about Avshalom's death. Because even though you would expect that David would be very relieved that Avshalom was dead, because Avshalom was rebelling against him, but David was actually very saddened by Avshalom's death. Abaye Amar Mehacha. Abaye says, no, it's a different source that we learn over means before. At the time Yaakov met up with Esav, he split up his camp, right? The Pasuk says, Ve'asim es ha-shvachos ves yaldein rishona, ves leia vildeh achronim, ves rachel ves yosef achronim. And then it says, V'hu avar lifnehem, that Yaakov came to Esav before any family member. So over means before. Or a third possibility is from the following pasuk. It says in the Nevuah of Micha, "Vayavar malkam lifneihem v'Hashem b'rosham," that the Melech goes out in front of the army to war, and Hashem is the truly at the head of the war. So these are three different sources that we see the word over means before. So main point number one, Rabbi Lazar introduced the minhag to double the psukim starting from Odcha and on. And main point number two, three different sources that the word over means before, like we use it by over Las Yasan. A, Achimaatz telling David that Avshalom died. B, Yaakov going to greet Esav. And C, Hashem leading us in Yemos HaMashiach. Good. New Mishnah. So Zok the Mishnah. Halokech lulav mechavero. If someone buys a lulav, and not just a lulav, any of the dalet minim from his friend, who happens to be in Amma Aretz, Beshvius, and he buys it during the Shemitah year. So in Amma Aretz is Choshed al Shvius. So the Chacham said you're not allowed to buy an Esrog that has Kedusha Shvius. So at the time that you buy the other Minim, since you can't buy the Esrog, you're not allowed to do business with Shemitah produce, no sin lo Esrog b'matana. You should make an arrangement that you're paying for the other Minim, and he's giving the Esrog as a matana. L'fishein Rashi lelokcho, Beshvius, because you're not allowed to pay good money for Shemitah produce during at all. That's an issur of schora with shmita produce. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to buy an esrog that has kedusha shviyas from an am haaretz. So lo ratza litein. Now, what if the am haaretz says, "I don't want to give it to you. I'm not interested in matana. I'm not interested in giving you the esrog as matana." Mahu? How are you able to get an esrog then? How are you able to take the esrog? So amar afuna mavliya le demei esrog belulav. You should make a package price, a price for the entire package. Meaning, you buy from him the lulav for a much higher price, almanas, that he's going to give you the esrog as matana. Yeah, of course he's not going to want to. If let's say lulav normally costs $5, and you only pay $5 for the lulav, he's not going to want to give you the esrog as matana. But if normally the esrog costs $50, and the lulav costs $5, pay $55 for the lulav, and mele, he'll be willing to give you the esrog as a matana. So the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, says that you have to ask the Am Haaretz to give you the esrog as a matana. So v'leisav le behedya, why can't you give him money straight out for the esrog? So the Gemara says, "Lefisha in Moshun to me peroshvius lam aretz," because the chum were gozer that all peroshvius are chayiv to be destroyed in shmita and the money for them as well, because the money that they get in exchange for the peros also has kedusha shvius. So you can't do schora to put it away for after shvius and to get wealthy, because the peros and the dumim are then not going to be you're not going to have done the mitzvahs biur. So since amei aretz are chashud that they'll put the money aside for after shvius, the Chum said you're not allowed to pay money for the shmita produce, because if you give them money, it's going to be a violation of lifnei ver lo sitein michshal, because the amei aretz is going to put that money aside for after shmita. D'tanya ein mosrin d'mei peros shvius lamaretz yosim mazon shel shudos. You're not even allowed to give the money that was exchanged for peros shvius to an amei aretz more than what he needs for his immediate daily needs. V'imasar, and if you forgot and you gave money to an amei aretz and that money has kedusha shvius, because shvius is tofesis as tameha, the chum were choshesh that the Am Haaretz is not going to observe the laws of shmita properly, and he's going to leave that money for after shmita, and you're going to have to be mechal that money so Yomar, you should say, you have to be mechal that money that you've given to the Am Haaretz. So Yomar, you should say, Hare Mos Halalu, the money that I gave to the Am Haaretz, you mechulalin al perosheish lebetoch besi. You should be mechalalit on the peros that you have in your house. Uba v'yolchlan, and then the chaver should eat those peros that he was mechal the money on, b'kedusha shviyas, treating it with the full level of kedusha shviyas. Bamed varmamurim, when do we say that you're allowed to buy peros shviyas from an amei aretz, at least 3 meals worth, at least enough for his immediate needs, b'lokeach minamufkar? If the chaver sees that these peros were taken from a field that was hefker, so since the amei aretz wasn't watching the field and protecting the field, so you're allowed to buy for the value of 3 su'udos. But more than that, it's still in the Sidra Baman, because if you give him more than that, he's going to put aside the money for later. Aval belokech minam mishumar. But if you're buying from a field that was protected and that was watched and that was guarded by the Am Haaretz, afilu b'kachatz yisur aser, you're not allowed to pay anything for any of that produce, because we have to be choshesh that he's being socher b'peros shvius. So even though he's someone who sells just a few peros, less than 3 sudos worth, so you would think not to be so choshesh. Maybe he needs that just for kedei chayav, but the chum asked to buy from him because we see that this is the kind of guy that doesn't pay any attention whatsoever to the halachos of shmita. So last main point, and we'll conclude with that, is that you're not allowed to buy an esrog shel shvius from an Am Haaretz because it's liach lav lo l'schora. Peros of shvius are meant to be eaten, but you're not allowed to do schora with peros of shvius. So we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Masiv Rav Sheshes.